Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the Defence Forces has revealed it has 68 currently serving members who have been convicted or are before the civil courts on a range of offences, including physical assault and rape. The news has caused anger in government, as an earlier report is understood to have contained a smaller number of cases, believed to be about 20. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Tom.
People will be shocked to hear the figure of 68 and the difference indeed between it and the earlier figure of 20. The dossier that Taoiseach received hasn't yet been published, although we've heard some commitment to do so as soon as the legal advice maybe would allow it. But what do we know about what's in it?
Yeah, so this is the report that was requested from the Defence Forces by the Taoiseach in light of the Kyle Crotty case. What we got yesterday was not the report, as you said. It was actually a statement that said that a total of 68 Defence Forces personnel either have convictions or are currently before the courts for a range of offences. Now, they broadly outlined that there are sexual assaults, there's domestic violence cases, there's public order cases, there's drink driving cases. They didn't give us any kind of numbers. They didn't give a breakdown of what they were. So we're not really fully clear on what the difference was between that earlier number, that 20 number was called cases of concern. So we don't know if there are 20 in the 68 that are just of a more serious level, if the rest are things like minor drug offences, public order offences, driving offences. So we're not massively clearer on where we were at the start of the week in terms of the actual numbers. These numbers that were released yesterday, one of the things that was kind of made clear to me was that it doesn't even take in the full breadth of the Defence Forces. It's only convictions or cases that are in front of the courts in the last 2 or 3 years, and it doesn't take into account cases that were handled in military courts either.
All right. And we did hear a difference, I suppose, from the Taoiseach arriving for Cabinet on Tuesday, said that anybody who was guilty of what might be broadly termed crimes against the person or gender-based violence had no place in the Defence Forces. He spoke more broadly during leaders' questions in the Dáil, saying anyone with a conviction had no place in the Defence Forces. So is it possible that that wider trawl is looking for any conviction?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I suppose we're still not clear on what the kind of upshot of this will be from the government point. One of the points that someone like Deputy Colin Berry has been making all week about the Defence Force, and he's a former Army Ranger himself, he's kind of made the point in the Dáil a number of times that the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have made a number of comments about the workings of the Defence Forces, but they are in charge of the Defence Forces. If they wanted to change regulations, if they want to change things like how to react to a criminal conviction, it is in their gift to do that. And that is, I suppose, one of the things that we're still not clear on. This report or what we got of this report, we got a statement from the Taoiseach that said that, you know, that he's committed to a better culture in the Defence Forces. It didn't really clear up where we're at. It didn't clear up what culture exists in the Defence Forces, because all we got was a couple of paragraphs from a spokesperson.
Right. The Defence Forces, senior Defence Forces officers have been ordered to appear in person or requested to appear in person in Dublin today in response to the controversy. What's the situation there?
Yeah, this meeting, it's underway. It's underway now. I suppose one of the things that has been requested is this idea that the meeting has been unprecedented. They've been asked to come in and discuss how the army handles offenders in the ranks. Sources have told the Irish Examiner that it was sparked by the Taoiseach's condemnation earlier this week of what army officials knew and who knew what when about the Kyle Crotty case. The meeting is underway. We expect it to last, I suppose, about 2 or 3 hours, and we'll kind of see what comes out of it.
All right, and no doubt we'll get updates on that throughout the day. But Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, thanks for joining us on that. Back with the news in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.